How would you like some peanut butter with that jelly sandwich?
Mother.
Hey, oh, it's the Chris Corn Show. Hey, oh.
Hey, this is Ryan from Web, and I'm here at the Chris Corn Show, and this episode is brought to you by...
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Chris Court Show with my lovely, 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 sexy other host, Matt Scrobite, is in the house tonight, and the crowd goes wild. Oh, look at him standing up. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about someone behind me for a minute.
No, I'm talking about you, baby.
All right.
Baby. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We have another interview for you guys tonight. And I'm going to ignore that because we don't mention that anymore. We don't talk about Bruno. We're talking about something.
Now you're going to do copyright infringement of Disney songs.
We're talking about something that is off. You can't see. So anyway, we have another interview and I'm excited about this one. Webb.
That's right.
Webb. Ryan Webb.
From the band Webb.
From the band Webb. And I'm excited about this one. It was a great time. He actually did this at 3 a.m. because that's
his time.
That was his time. Yeah. He is from England. And it was 3 a.m, man.
Yeah, he stayed awake.
I am just like, you know, like, it's good to see that there's dudes out there like that are very serious about their music and will do this and anything, you know, just kind of like, you know, we've heard before, like
dedication, you
know, people will just do anything for dedication. And that's awesome that that's still a thing nowadays because you don't see much of that.
It's very rare nowadays.
Yeah. You don't see much of that. So we're very appreciative of, appreciative of him doing that and, you know, taking the time talking with us at 3 a.m. I know at 3 a.m, I actually wake up. I wake up at 3.
Do you know that's
a thing at 3 a.m? It's like witch's hour or something.
I don't wake up at 3 a.m.
Really?
I wake up at like 2.
I always wake up at 3 a.m. and I got to take a pee. And like, I was reading about it. Like, that's called witch's hour.
It's the witching hour.
Yeah, witching hour. Maybe that's what it is. But like, it's crazy. Like, because I'm like, why am I getting up at 3 every single time?
It's because you drank too much before you went to bed.
No. I only drink on Fridays.
No, I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about liquor or liquid.
No.
Liquid.
No, that's not. No, because I eat sand before I go to bed.
You eat sand before you go to bed? That's not going to absorb the liquid.
I don't give a fuck. You don't talk to me like that. But yeah, so we're excited about this one. It was a good time, man. And you can hear a lot of that in the interview. Not even being from England, he had a bunch of stories. You know, his wife does a lot of the stuff that...
She basically manages the whole band.
Right.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You know what? You'll hear it. You'll hear it. Okay? I'm just excited about this.
And she was the one we were communicating with, too, when we were getting this set up.
Yeah.
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 Shout out to Sonia.
Sonia! Let's just get into the song. So this is, they have a music video on YouTube. You could listen to it. Their music is everywhere.
It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, everything.
Yeah, everything. The band is called Webb, W-E-B-B. We've played this, we played them before, but now, it's interview time and this is what we do. It was actually on the Weak Beard episode when my beard was shaved like a Backstreet Boy, Matt said.
Chin strap beard.
Yeah. You were checking me out.
No, not quite.
And now my beard's coming back. It's coming back.
It's filling in.
Yeah.
It's filling in.
It's coming back, baby.
It's looking slightly more manly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just slightly.
Yeah. Don't get mad to me. This is an interview show. We don't do this. So the song is You're Going Down. Yes, that's right. You're Going Down. And it's on the album Deadly Sins and Virtues that was out last year, but it is making its breakaway here on the Chris Court Show.
Hey, this is Ron from Web, and you're listening to Deadly Sins and Virtues on the Chris Court Show. You're going down, you're going down. Loved it. Loved it. You're going. That's what?
What'd you start laughing for?
Because you looked at me like, weirdo. You're Going Down by Web. That is from their album Deadly Sins and Virtues. Came out last year. And great, great song. I love the riff. You know, shit, man. Like, I love his like he says in the interview, his voice just kind of goes everywhere.
Yeah. No, he does a good job. Like, big register all over the place. It's great.
Yeah. You going to pat him on the head? You do a good job.
What is with you and me? Like, you're dead?
It's my new thing.
What smells like Bengay? I'm smelling it again.
It might be me, maybe.
I think it's you.
Is it my deodorant?
Maybe. It smells like Bengay up in here.
It's Old Spice.
That might be it.
Okay.
I'll smell your armpits later.
Okay.
Not to be a weirdo or anything.
What? You think it sounds? It smells like Bengay?
I keep smelling something that smells like Bengay.
That's an old people thing.
Well, it's a pain reliever. It's a topical pain reliever.
I know, but it's an old people thing. Like, I don't have Bengay on.
People in high school and stuff will use it, too, if they got injured, like, playing sports.
That's not right. Oh, okay. Well, I guess it is me, then. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it is you, maybe it isn't.
Yeah, we'll find out. But, yes, let's, without further ado, before Matt tried to sidetrack me.
Oh, I always sidetrack you.
Let's get into this interview. This is Ryan Webb from Webb. 3 in the morning his time, 9 o'clock at night our time. No, it was a good interview, and you'll hear that when you listen to it. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, too, if you are listening, to submit your songs to us. This is what we do. We play independent music, independent bands. We'd love to interview you guys. Yes.
Interview you.
You know,
give you some free press.
Everything. Send everything to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. And, you know, this could be you. So without further ado, let's hear it from Ryan Webb from Webb.
Here on the Chris Court Show. You're going down, you're going down, you're going down, get out of my life. You're going down, you're going down, get out of my life. You're going down.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing, man?
All good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're just hanging out in the studio there. It's 3 in the morning there, right?
Of course. I never even had a bit of a sleep, so...
Jesus. I am so sorry, man.
It's all good, man. You know, it's... Well, I hardly sleep anyhow. You know, it's just one of a lot of coffee and a lot of sugar stuff. It should be good.
Yeah.
Keep me awake.
Right, right. You need that. So how did you drink a lot of coffee to stay awake, or...
No, not really. Since I was staying awake for a while. Sonia, the wife, always, you know, she goes to the kitchen and said, "Do you want a hot chocolate or coffee?" I said, "Why not?" Nice. Put some marshmallows in there. Why not? Right.
Nice. So yeah, we are recording. I just want to introduce you, or introduce us. My name is Chris, and this is Matt here with the tiara on his head here.
Cool.
And this is Ryan Webb with Webb. Here we go.
Hey, hey, hey. Finally, I think you guys can see me now. I wonder what happened there.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I didn't see you, but looking good for 3 in the morning. Damn.
Yeah. I thought, that doesn't look like me. It's almost like weird.
Awesome. Well, first off, I want to kick this off with, I really want to hear you sing Rick Rock and Shaggy. I read that.
I don't think so. 3 in the freaking morning, man.
Hey, you know, no, I was reading that on your website, and I got a chuckle out of that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I used to do some weird stuff in the past. You know, it's just one of those things. I used to kind of mess around with my different tonality in the voice, just to keep things interesting, to basically annoy people, but it just kind of didn't turn out to be annoying in a way.
Yeah.
It kept it interesting. So,
and that's how you started off, right? You were recording, yep. Doing a lot of covers and such.
Yeah, definitely, man. For wide, wide range. I started off by doing always into, like, you know, the classic rock stuff. That is the kind of vibe I always started off with. And once we got into getting more gigs and getting into the what do you call the commercial side of things,
yeah,
the demand was you know, can you do this? Can you do that? And for me, somebody says, can you do this? Means, why not? What the hell? What do I have to lose, right?
Right.
Just go for it and just do it. And, you know, it's just kind of, I think I had a kind of a build up a reputation where I could change my tone quite a lot here and there. But it's been an interesting journey of right from the beginning. But, you know, when I started to write, that's when all these, what do you say, all those bad habits started to kind of influence on the writing side, which was, I started writing in a very late stage. So I had to take like a huge break and could basically try to find my original voice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it was like you start recording and say, oh, why do I sound weird here?
And when I listen to it, I mean, we were just listening to your Knights in White Satin cover. You know, that was absolutely phenomenal. That was a great cover.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have you ever heard of Typo Negative?
Not really. I've heard of, no, not really. I would just so, be something.
And the reason I'm bringing this up, just kind of a little sidetrack, but they have, they covered a Beatles like medley. And that's what your song kind of reminded me of, The Knights in White Satin.
Cool.
So if you get a chance, check that out because it's really good. And it's, you know, it reminded me a lot of it.
Awesome.
All right. So let's get into your band, man. You have the two other guys in there. How long have you known each other?
The two guys actually started off as session musicians. So that's what the whole thing was about for me right when I started writing. I've always had like three cool drummers and three bass players and whoever was free, you know, they would come on board for a gig or whatever project. And the current bass player and the drummer came in as session musicians. And from the first gig that my current drummer did a gig with us, a couple of days later after the gig, he gave me a call and said, what do you think if I come on board as a permanent member? So at that time, my bass player wasn't, you know, part of the whole band thing.
Yeah.
I kind of was like, are you sure? Why do you want to do this? So the guy, the drummer, he's done some very cool big things, playing Wembley Arena and all those kind of big places. He's traveled around the U.S. quite a few times. I'm not sure if you heard of Frank Turner. So he's toured around quite a lot in states and everywhere else, and he's done some. Nigel Powell, he's done some cool stuff, so you can check him out on his wiki, and and then you'll see what I'm talking about. So I was thinking, why the hell do you want to come and, you know, be a permanent member for Web when we are just getting out there? So he just said, I just thought, why not? It's something different. He's never played metal before, and he took it as a challenge.
So that's kind of like a newer thing to him.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, the fucker has got so sorry.
Oh, you're good.
So we're an explicit show. We're good.
It's fine.
He's got such a cool groove to his playing. So getting that rock and kind of indie influence from his playing to the metal side of things gives it a total different feel to when we are writing. So it's been quite interesting. I would say from you got drummers who go full on to drummers who would be more creative. I would consider like Mike Portnoy being very musical in his playing, Dream Theater's guy. So, you know, so musical in his playing. So that's kind of what I'm getting from him in a different way. And yeah, of course, we can't go anywhere near those big dudes.
Yeah. And I can see the theatrics too. Like it's cool because when you look into your music videos and when you look into the songs, there's like theatrics in your videos and there's theatrics in your music. It's hard to explain, I guess, but Like, where does that come from? Like, you're obviously, I see some songs are written about, you know, some politics and, you know, things like this, but where is that coming from, the music?
Well, I think it all comes from, well, first of all, we write in a different way. So, I don't write the lyrics personally. So, Sonia, the wife, the manager, she takes care of absolutely everything. She runs Web pretty much. So she does the lyrics. So how we write, yeah. So everything, it is, of course, it's been a working progress to how we started writing, how I kind of write all the music first, and then kind of do a random melody just so she can write something to it. And then sometimes I would come up with a title, maybe not, and, or sometimes she would just come up with a title and it just kicks off from there. And, yeah, sometimes could be influenced from a film or what's going on around the world. And it just takes off. Sometimes she could write a couple of tracks in, say, an hour and it'd be done.
Wow.
So basically she would write pretty much 90% of it, 80% of it. And, there are some weird words that she knows that I can't sing, especially if it's going, like, you know, in a super high register. And, yeah, so that is the challenge for her. So if I take a one word from a whole line, she'd say, the next line's not going to make any fucking sense.
Right.
So what do you want to do?
Right.
So it's much easier now, but a couple of years ago, it was, definitely quite a challenge, but she knows what I want, and I know what she's going to write, kind of like that. Yeah. So,
does she play any instruments too, or is
she does? She doesn't. She listens to a lot of stuff. So yeah, she tries to keep away from. Just like me, I don't listen to a lot of music myself. Anything that's new that comes out, anything from Gojira, I would listen to immediately.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Spirit Box.
I just like
the whole wide sound of it. And Animals as Leaders, which are freaking awesome musicians.
Who is it?
And Animals as Leaders. That's Tosin Abasi. And there's like three guys, freaking insane time signatures. You should, I'm surprised you haven't heard of these guys.
I haven't.
Yeah. Animals as Leaders are like what it would say, all on 8 strings. So two guys, both using 8 string, then no bass player and a killer drummer. That's it.
Wow.
It's all instrumental.
I'll check that out.
They're freaking awesome.
How long ago did you start writing music, and what influenced you to start writing music?
It just happens, man. I think sometimes if I'm in that writing mode, riffs would just keep coming. It's like I have to like train myself in a way. If I'm just going to write if I start writing and say for riff comes up and I know, okay, this is going to happen. So I come straight here. This is where everything gets recorded in this little studio here. Apart from the drums, everything else is done here because I have practically everything done. Yeah. I mix all my stuff in here.
Oh, wow.
I do videos here. So I do all the editing myself. But writing could take anyway from just waking up in the morning with a riff to watching a film and something would trigger. I watch a lot of dark films, a lot of Viking films, anything historical. Name, well, if you throw out any names, it'll be horrible because I don't remember names. Just like I don't remember. I remember Chris and Matt, though. What was Chris and
Matt? There you go. At 3 in the morning, you remember our names.
Phone here, so I'm rubbish with names. Whoever I meet, it's like at a gig, I say, I do apologize if I don't remember your name the next time, but do come and say hello every time you come and see us. So I eventually get
there. I mean, that's how I am, too. Like, you know, I have to have everything right now. Like, I have everything right here. Like, my memory shit sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much going on. I think, and then a riff could start from waking up or watching a film. And then sometimes I would write a whole song maybe in an hour. Basically, I would put the whole guitar parts down as it is in my head, get a basic tempo, get a basic feel. I would program the drums very quickly. So everything is plugged and ready to go. So I walk in here, all I do is grab my guitar and hit record, and it's there on Pro Tool, whatever. So there's no kind of prepping any cables or whatever. It's just
you don't have to rush to set up a bunch of equipment like we did tonight.
Technical difficulties.
But that is the whole fun of it.
Right. All right, Matt, we got 5 minutes.
This is like playing a live show.
Right.
Just band up really quick. Go.
And that's the studio that you guys record in there?
Oh, yeah. The guitars, the vocals are done. Yeah, it's pretty dry. It's tight. So I've got this kind of, it's quite small. I've got a double size, but the garage is kind of 4x2 meters long and width-wise, but it just works for the mixing for me. And when I started off here, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And when I did my first mix, I sent it off for kind of, what do you say, to the mastering engineers to get some feedback to see if my frequencies are right. So the first one I sent was to... Man, it'd be horrible if I can't remember the name now. He's mastered Metallica's album. Man, that is so horrible. I told you I'm freaking horrible with names. Hey, Sonny's gonna kill me.
When I was we used
Collins,
to be
sorry, Dave Collins. Okay. Dave Collins, and then a couple of mastering guys here in the UK. And that gave me the confidence that everything sounds where it should be. And we try not to keep it too clean in the sense of making it too unnatural. Yeah, so that's why you hear less of wishy-washy stuff going on in the mono side of things in the center. That's because our drummer likes the splashiness of the cymbals. So we try and keep everything as real as possible.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, there's a lot of music out today, too. Back then, kind of like it was super clean. And then you hear the versions of the Beatles' Let It Be. They did, Let It Be, where Phil Spector took it over and all these synthesizers. And then they put Let It Be Naked. And I actually like that better. You know, that rawness, it gets more emotions and everything out. You know, you can really feel that. And yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah, we also find that, you know, being the way we sound on the records, we almost get away with it in a live situation, even if it's kind of a kind of average PA. We still kind of get away in the way where people say, oh, you sound pretty much close to the record. If I'm having a bad day singing-wise, then it's a total different game there.
Right, yeah.
Right? But other than that, so... there's a win in that direction, I would say.
Yeah.
Cool. When you record new music, do you like kind of follow the trend of just releasing singles, or are you trying to put together like an entire album to bring out?
Well, every project, I think we did two projects now. So it's like we have a distant kind of thought about what the next project is going to be like. So it's, we experimented with debut album that came out. It's like we got a lot of advice by, you know, putting out 3 or 4 singles, good for Spotify and all that. But to be honest, that fucking thing did not work. It worked for the first single.
No. Okay.
My original thought was to do 2 singles and maybe a third one just before the album is coming out.
Yeah.
But, taking everything on board from the Spotify professionals and all that, we thought, what the hell, we just give it a go, we're just a new band anyhow, old guys, new band, whatever that means. But I think what we're gonna do for the next album, which the writing process already started, we already got 4 tracks ready. We had a rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, so that's going full steam ahead. I think what we will be doing is having the whole album ready, and then once we it's all mixed and mastered, that is my way of thinking, to have two singles just before, like one every 3 months, and get the album out. That's yeah. That's my way of thinking.
Yeah, everyone we've been talking to does the whole singles route, because they said, you know, that's what's going on now, and like that's the way
the world wants now.
And that's interesting that you said that didn't work, because I honestly, I love when albums come out, because, you know, they tell a story.
And
it's kind of like the world has gone away from that. Like, it's not just like it's a wham bam, thank you, ma'am, and it's not telling your whole story. So that's cool. You had an album that was released, it was last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are working on a new one.
Yeah.
Now.
So the album that was released last year was like that was a process. We were releasing a single every 6 weeks or 8 weeks until like 3 or 4 singles. And I said, this is taking forever. The album's been ready, mastered, printed for a freaking year. Right. This is ridiculous. And I said, fuck this shit. It's just going to release the album. Right? It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I just go back to the old days where, you know, 5 years ago, 2 singles from an album, and bang, there you go. The whole damn thing.
Do you guys have any, like, physical copy? Like, can you get vinyl and stuff like that?
We were planning to. It's already been mastered for vinyl. But, you know, during that time, I think it was... there was a demand for vinyls, in the sense where everything was getting delayed. Even bands that were quite higher up than us were waiting for their vinyls to be, you know, delivered from the manufacturers. But it's just never, we actually never got around to it, to be honest. You know, it's just everyone's into this digital world, that physical copy pretty much at gigs. When you go at gigs, you know, even... guys that don't have a CD player or a record player, they buy the physical copy for the heck of getting a signature on it. But that's about it, you know, which is cool anyhow. You know, that's all it is, or just giveaways.
Right. The vinyl sales actually have, we were just talking about this, they've actually gone up in a sense of where it used to be back in, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, you know, and then this digital world comes, and even cassette tapes.
Yeah.
That's gone up too.
Buy more cassette tapes now.
Yeah.
I think the cassettes kind of came back for a little while. I thought it was mid last year. And then did it die? I've never heard anything about it.
I don't know. It was like someone got fucking drunk and said, hey, cassette tapes are back. And then he forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Cool. So any tours, any, where are you playing at now?
We just finished a tour, like a mini UK tour, went to Scotland as well in March. We had 8-9 gigs. Yeah. All of March. Nice. And during that period, that's when we already had ideas for writing new stuff. So taking a break to write. And now I think every month we have a festival. So coming up end of this month, we have a festival. Next month, so on up till July. Then August, there's maybe a couple of gigs, but in May, we got in between the festivals, just regular gigs, supporting slightly bigger bands, because that's what we are aiming to do, in order to get in front of a bigger, wider audience, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
I think that is the right move for any upcoming band, in a way to kind of play to a slightly bigger, appreciative crowd. That you don't have to bring them to a venue, but you know, getting a right support will make a massive difference. And I think that's what we are trying to, you know, achieve even in Europe or whatever. So in September we are getting a band from Austria. So it's just three gigs, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just from one city to the other. From here and the Austrian band. So when that finishes, hopefully we can go somewhere else.
And festivals,
just keep trying to keep,
Festivals are awesome to play because, you know, I've seen so many bands that I didn't know. And I mean, me and you have gone to
tons of festivals.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just see a band and it's like, holy shit. And then you go to the merch table and then, like, you know, I'll buy it. I'll buy something like a CD or whatever. So I think that's, you know, a really good point there.
Yeah, of course, man. It's just, it's the, what I like is the quick setup, play your stuff, and then just fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all? That's awesome. So this, so the, your last album, was Deadly Sins of Virtues, right?
Yeah.
So how did that take off? Like, what was the, what kind of feedback did you get on that?
It's still early days, man. I know it's been a year, almost a year. I think it was released. The whole album was released probably 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
Getting it out. But as I said, the singles released in 6 weeks and there was like three or four singles, but getting a lot of radio play, getting a lot more interest in the sense of getting better gigs. We have definitely changed the way we sound from starting from the EP of Disenchanted and moving to Deadly Sins and Virtues. Now, it's still a growth, but I think we found our sound, if you know what I mean. So it's always the writing always takes you to a different place of where do you want to go? You know, is this what you want to do? Is this your sound kind of thing? So it's just trying to fit into the right category of whether promoters would say, this is the band for this gig, right? And just fitting in, not just trying to fit in everywhere. We like to fit into one place in a kind of wider, like alt metal, I would say, or prog metal, whatever, kind of that way. We are not death, but even though there's slight death influence there.
And so where do we find your music mostly? Is it on your website or?
Yeah, all the links are on the website. You can go to webofficial.com and it's basically you get all the links from there for Facebook and Spotify, Apple. It's pretty much on all the streaming services out there.
That's great.
Awesome.
That's great. So
you guys have merch available at all?
Yeah, it's on the site, man. Yeah. There's quite a lot of stuff. I've got into designing some other cool stuff, which in my spare time, of course, and then kind of getting the job done maybe by myself or somebody. We have two or three merch guys who, if they are free, I'll bounce some ideas to them and then they'll send me, like a mock of whatever work they've done, and it's just for approval. And sometimes I'm more into doing new stuff that's going to be coming up for merch. It's like I'm more into anything to do with stainless steel. That is my thing now.
Yeah,
like big things with stainless steel on cool things.
Who doesn't like that? That's fucking rock and roll right there.
Yeah.
It's just something I wanted to do for a long time, and it's just designing stuff and then getting the freaking laser cut the damn thing.
The etching, yeah.
Yeah.
So what made you like want to go get into music, start a band? Cause you said that, it seems like everything's kind of newer. Did you just wake up one day and like, shit, I want to write music? Or was this kind of like a ongoing process? And then you just kind of said, you know what? I'm going to do this.
So are you talking about the getting into originals or right from the start?
The originals, yes. Yeah, sorry. Original.
So basically, that would be entirely Sonia's fault. Right, again. So the whole thing, you can see where this is going, right? The whole process of where I'm at, what I'm doing is entirely up to her. So basically, I've given my whole life to her, say, do what the hell you want with it, right?
Okay. So she says, like, here, this is your song, and you're going to sing this, and then, okay.
You just go ahead and do. She's an awesome wife. She awesome support. She practically lets me do what I do, and she believes in me more than I do anyhow, but it's just one of those things. It's just the freedom to not think about anything else other than the music side of things and whatever else is surrounding that journey. It's just an awesome feeling to just do what I love doing.
Yeah, of course. Is she around? Where is she at?
She is in bed, man.
Oh.
The dog.
It's past 3 a.m. there.
Stayed awake till like till you guys send her the link for and to say, okay, I'm off now.
He emailed me and said she was going to watch movies with you.
She was. That's she awesome. Was, in fact.
My wife would never do that.
I can't remember the last time I watched so much telly, and like that was like 8 hours of telly. It was like, whoa. We finished binge watching a whole series, like a 7-episode series that was like freaking 4-6 hours all there already. And watched a couple of films.
Yeah.
You know,
well, inspired. Hey, I appreciate it, man.
This is cool.
Anytime you come to the States?
Well, we were planning to actually come for Billy Joel's, you know, Madison Square.
Oh yeah,
fun thing, but it just didn't work out. There's so much going on. There's so much going on with other stuff in life. So
yeah, no, I hear you.
You just never know. Yeah, we are planning to anyhow.
Well, that's good.
Which will be awesome.
I will. Me and Matt will be there. So up front. So anything else lined up for you? Anything that you want to promote or?
Nothing much, man. I think everything, I was just mentioning the festivals, we got the merch. I mentioned the website. So yeah, it's pretty much everything that's currently going on, but yeah, nothing much more.
So is this, that studio, is that inside your house?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
yeah, I think you said it was in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a garage that's actually, it's like a room within a room kind of thing. So these panels, I've got like one panel's like 50 kilos, right? It's come all the way from, I think it's Finland or Denmark, somewhere like that. And it goes all the way around. So it's kind of, it's this thick per panel. So it's friggin' very tight. Not a soul hears me outside. Yeah, especially mixing metal in here.
Yeah.
Wife hears a little rumble every now and then, but I've tamed it down with some good kind of.
I aspire to be like you. I want that girl.
This is my garage. Yeah. Because random people, that when they come in here, it's like, whoa. It's like when you get into one of those, you know, what do you call those booths where they do your ear testing kind of thingy?
Oh, where you just hear your heartbeat?
Yeah, it's just so dry and it's freaking dead in here. So yeah, it's
that's crazy.
The first feeling is a bit strange when you walk in, somebody new.
Can you turn the camera around, or do you not want everyone to see? I just want to see.
Well, it's in a mess because
okay, you're fine. You're fine. I don't want to. It's 3 a.m. I don't want you to.
So it's all the way down there.
Oh my god!
And I've got all the stuff there.
Yeah.
That is all the stuff.
That's like your dream room right there.
That is. Yeah,
it's all the mess there with all my rack gear. It's a couple of guitars hanging out there. Got a few more somewhere else. And that is everything else there. These are a couple of new speakers I'm trying out from IK. So that sounds awesome. Absolutely awesome.
So you guys, when you guys actually record in there, you turn off the lights and then you have the lights on the top there.
Yeah, it's just one of those. I hate a lot of light.
Cool.
It doesn't work for me.
Right. Well, it brings the mood, you know, the settings and everything.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Well, hey, man, thank you so much. You have some good dreams tonight because, dude, thank you so much for doing this. I know it's.
Thank you, guys.
I know it's late for you.
It's awesome. Thank you for tracking us down, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, and that's kind of, again, what we do is, you know, we find, you know, independent musicians and bands, and we just play them, and, like, you know, it's like another platform.
Yeah, so, awesome, man.
But we'll have this, this one will be out. We have a show every Friday. This one will be out next Friday.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We'll have the video and everything up, and yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Well, hey, man, thank you so much. Get some sleep.
I'm doing it again.
There you go. I don't know what camera we're
on. Yeah, you're not on this camera here. You're on that camera.
Right. All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank your wife for me, because we were emailing back and forth. I'm glad she got this set up for us, and cool. And thank you so much.
Of course. Take care, you guys.
All right. Take care, buddy.
You. Take care.
Bye.
Once again, thank you for listening to The Chris Court Show. Remember, if you have a band or business, or know someone that has a band or business, send all the info and MP3s to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. Chicken nuggets and cranberry sauce.
The Chris Court Show.